Right on. Okay, so listen, I'm going to jump into the last part of this series in State of the Union in just a moment. But first, I do want to kind of go back to At the Movies, kicking that off next week. And for those of you that have been around, you talk about it all year long. That's my favorite. When's it coming? You've been waiting on it. And so it's coming next week. But here's what I want you to know. Or something to think about. Earlier in the year, we talked about being an activated church. I don't know if you remember that. It was before COVID even. That was still in this year. And we talked about the things that we can do. And one of them, we said, man, we want to lead people to become not only fully alive in Christ, but we want to lead them to Jesus. And we said, you know, listen, you figure out who that one person is. For 1 year, let's focus on that one person that we want to lead to Jesus. And maybe you haven't led them all the way to Jesus yet, but let me tell you this. Just I'm going to give you this nugget, and this is a tool for you. At the Movies is perfect for that person. Let me just tell you, it's such a low barrier. It's easy. And then what they'll do is they'll come in. They're coming to the movies is what they feel like. They'll get some popcorn. They'll get a soft drink. And they can sit there and they can watch a movie watch part of a movie that maybe they've seen before and then see these truths that they never saw. I don't know about you, but I don't go to movies and see truths. I go to a movie, I get my popcorn, and I just go into another world. I go into the movie and I forget about that other, the truths that could be pulled out of it. But we're going to pull those out. And so for your one, like, come, yeah, we want you to be here, but bring that person with you. Invite that person to come. Buy them lunch afterwards if you have to. This is a tool for you for the next 4 weeks. So bring them, and they're going to be presented with the gospel. They're going to be presented with the gospel, and that's what we want, right? All right, y'all went really asleep right there. Okay, I'm excited. You don't have to be. So we've been in this series for 2 weeks, and this is the final message. State of the Union. And I want to share with you a couple things. Maybe you've missed it or maybe you've forgotten some of it. Here's some things that we said because we've been talking about unity. And I know over the last few months, that's kind of been the theme of especially our nation and even the world. We talk about unity. But here's some things that we said just to help remind you so we can pick up and we can keep going. Unity is a lot of things, but unity is not sameness. Okay, the idea is we're not trying to get everybody to be the same. The last thing we need on this earth is a bunch of Dales running around here. You know what I'm saying? We don't need everybody to be the same. It requires, I love the fact that it requires diversity. It requires diversity. So you bring the diversity to the table. We're not trying to be the same. And here's the deal. The differences is what helps make us who we are. But I love this. Here's what we can unify around. If nothing else, we can unify around the fact and under the banner of Christ. The fact that we're in Christ puts us in a family, puts us as part of a body. So we can rally under that. Now listen, here's what we can do. And that's the primary thing. That's the primary thing. And I know there's secondary things that you and I probably don't agree on everything. And that's totally okay. We don't have to throw that away. We can just set those over here and focus on the primary thing. And we can come together and we bring those differences with us. But we're going to rally around, unify under the banner of Christ if we're in Christ. If you're in Christ, you can do that. And we've also talked about this last week, man. I just can't get this out of my mind. We talked about the fact that what you and I do many times, you probably don't do it, I do it sometimes, but we cancel people out. Man, if you don't think like me, or if you don't believe like me, or man, your ideals are a little bit different, like we just want to cancel people out. And last week we looked at how Jesus didn't cancel people out. He actually called them up. We tend to write people out of our story. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to write you out of my story. And Jesus like went out of his way to write people in his story that were different. You know what I mean? So he called people up. What are we doing? He wrote people into his story. What are we doing? We cancel them so many times. So we've talked about the state of the union, and if I could throw this word in there, we've talked about the divided state of the union, of the world, of our country, and unfortunately, even the church. And when I say church, very seldom will I talk about City Hope Church. When I say church, I'm talking about the body of Christ because I love our church. I mean, I love our church. But the church is so much bigger than just City Hope Church. So we've been talking about the divided state of our church and what I want to do, or the divided state of our union. But what I want to do, I want to get to, in just a few minutes, I want to get to talking about the state of your union. But before I do that, I just want to talk for a minute about union, about what it is and the importance of it. So I want to start with just a simple definition of unity, and I'll be using this for the next few minutes. So here we go. Union is the action or the fact of joining or being joined together. And I thought, well, that's a picture of it. But I don't like that. I like this.
Because this, I can pull apart. But when we connect together and we're joined together, it's a little, you know, try to break that apart. Good luck with that. All right? So that's the first one. Look at this. The next part is a state of harmony or in agreement. So if you can, just go with me with this. Listen, the state of being joined together, and now we're in harmony. Now we're in agreement. And again, I'm gonna use this throughout. And again, you maybe say, Dale, we've got so many things we don't agree. Again, I'm talking about the primary thing. If we're in Christ, we can be joined together. It's a union. Check this out. Marriage is a union. Two, becoming one. The Bible talks about it. The church, the body of Christ, is a union. We're all coming together. We're one body in agreement and in harmony. And listen to what the Bible says about harmony in Psalms 133. It says, how wonderful and pleasant is it when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured on Aaron's head and down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Precious, refreshing, pleasant. I don't know about you, but those words don't come out. They're not my vocabulary a lot. You know, I'll see a baby, oh, so precious. But it's so seldom that you think about, man, this unity, this union, this harmony, the Bible, the psalmist says, man, it's pleasant. It's refreshing. It's different. It's something that we can have. But what we have a tendency to do, and we pointed this out in the last couple of weeks, what we have a tendency to do, instead of realizing those things that bring us in harmony together, those things that we do agree on, we tend to find and magnify the things that we're not in agreement on. We tend to find and magnify the things that we are not in harmony about. And if you're married, you've probably done that in a season of your marriage, and that doesn't help anything. It's like all you point out is this is what, I don't agree with you on this. I'm not harmony. I'm in disharmony about this. And you see what that does? It divides is what it does. It divides. It separates. And what it does is it weakens the union. So this union that you have all of a sudden isn't strong at all. It's actually weakened because you're pointing out the things that divide you. You're pointing out the things that you do not agree on. What I feel like I see a lot of is unions, marriages, families, the body of Christ. I feel like we do the first part. We join together. Yep, I'm part of that family. I'm blood, part of that family. And man, you can't get along at Thanksgiving to save your life. You're avoiding people at Christmas. You know, you just can't get along. So what it is, you're joined together, but you're not in unity. You're not in any sort of agreement. Or your marriage, you're married. You've got the ring. You know, you're married, but man, you can't get along for anything. And you know what that's called? That's a dysfunctional union. And we think just the joining together part is enough, and it's not enough. It's a dysfunctional union. And there's consequences to that. Look at Matthew 12:25. Jesus said, any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. He says, a town or a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. You've heard it before. If there's division, it can't stand. If there's division, it's going to fall apart. Disunity impacts the kingdom of God. For some reason, we think the kingdom of God can't be impacted by our disunity and disharmony. Absolutely, the kingdom of God can be tremendously impacted by our disunity. Listen to this. A divided church has no message for a divided world. And we again, for 2 weeks now, and you all agree, I believe, that we very much live in a divided world, divided culture, divided nation. And here we are, we're just like, I don't know, we've either given up, or we're like, God, go smoke them, get them. And we don't even say, go get them. We say, get them. You know, and the M, that's us. We're part of that. We're supposed to be the church. We're supposed to have a message. And then people come in the church, they're looking for unity. They're looking for union. And look around. Again, this disunity, this has worked its way into the church. The Bible talks we should be salt. We should be flavor. We should make it better. We should be a light in all this darkness. And unfortunately, I don't think neither is happening extremely well. Okay, made that point. Okay, Dale, what does harmony look like? What can we do with this? Let me show you a biblical, something that happened in the book of Acts that, man, I think it's a beautiful picture of harmony, and I think it's what we're called to. So this is the beginning of Acts. Jesus had died. He had resurrected, and he was telling the apostles, the disciples, he said, listen, I'm out of here. I'm about to leave, but here's what I want you to do. He says, listen, don't leave the city. He said, hang tight. All right, there's a promise coming. I told you, I'm not going to leave you alone, but here's what I need you to do. I need you to hang tight. I need you to stay in the city. And then Heavenly Father is going to send you the Holy Spirit. So in Acts 2 and 1, this is where they are. They're all together, and they're in one place. It says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. They were all together. They were meeting in one place. And then what happened? Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. So let's look at this first. The first thing we need to look at, they were all together. The King James Bible says they were in one accord, in one place. They were in one mind. They were in one passion. They were in one accord. They weren't just physically in one place, but they were physically in one place. They were spiritually in one place. There's two Greek words actually put together for that in one accord phrase. And this is what it means, to rush along in unison. They were in one place, mentally, spiritually, physically, rushing along in unison. And the definition goes on to say it's almost musical, harmonizing in pitch and tone. Different instruments, different people rushing along in unity. Now, I don't want to miss the first important thing there. Jesus said, do this, and they actually did that. You know, the Bible says they will know that you're mine if you obey my commands. And for the Western world, we just don't like obedience. We don't like the word. Like, I want my dog to obey me. You know what I mean? That's not in my notes. I'm so sorry. But right, like they were obedient. Jesus said, do this, and he did that. And they did that. And what happened? Man, they were unified in one place. Mind, soul, body, everything. They were unified in one place. They were gathered in one place. And what happened? God filled them up. We just sang a song at our campuses, Pour Me Out. And I was like, right there in worship, I'm like, man, what happens if God pours me out right now? What comes out? Is that going to benefit somebody? I got to stay right here because I'm... what? Okay. But God blessed them. He filled them up. God blessed them. And this was... He went beyond them, and he literally... It says he filled the house where they were. It filled the room. When we get in a place where God tells us to do something, he can't tell us to do anything until we give him an ear, until we listen. And when he tells us to do something, if we'll just do that, I don't have to change the world. I just have to take the next step. But when I can do what God tells me to do, let me tell you what he will do every single time. He will fill you up, not so you can be full, so you can pour yourself back out. And not only will he fill you up, like he'll fill this room up. He'll fill the room you're in up right now. That's what he'll do. You know, COVID life taught us a lot. But one thing it taught us how to connect without actually gathering together. I'd never been on a Zoom call. Right when it was all going down, I was on a FaceTime with multiple people, and we were making decisions, and I was like, well, this is cool. Every time they would talk, their picture would get big, you know, and I'm like, look at this. This is nifty. I like this, you know. All these things happening. Then we started these Zoom meetings. And I'm an older guy. It takes me a minute, you know, but I learned it. I had Zoom meetings and Zoom hangouts, and we'd just have a phone call. I'm like, you want to talk? You want to look at each other? And we had some of those. I'm like, what's going on? You know, and we're just nothing. What are you? You're on your porch. Yeah. Where are you? I'm in my living room. Look at the dog. And you know what I'm saying? So it taught us a lot of that. So we Zoomed meetings, Zoom hangouts. We did Zoom everything until we got Zoom fatigue. Zoom fatigue. I think it was a temporary fix, but I honestly don't think it's a permanent solution. I think there's an importance. I think just like the book of Acts, I think just when Jesus said, hey, don't go anywhere. Don't Zoom this thing in. You need to be in one place together because I'm going to do something in the room. Like God can do anything. Listen. He can do anything, any place, right by yourself in your prayer closet. I get that. Sometimes he wants to blow the room up. He wants to do something amazing in the room because there's some people that aren't going to be in a prayer closet. But man, if enough of us come together, God can fill the room and he can do something amazing in that life. I'm going to move on from there. Hebrews 10:23 kind of gives us a picture of this. It says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another. By the way, if you don't know, this whole journey following Jesus is a one another ministry. It's one another journey. It's not about me. It's like, man, I'm supposed to encourage you, love one another, encourage one another, all those things. Where am I? Let us think of ways to motivate one another and to acts of love and to good works. And let us, look here, not neglect our meeting together. It was a thing. Back in Hebrews, when he was writing the book of Hebrews, for some reason, they weren't coming together. They weren't hanging out as much. And he said, don't neglect that, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. And I don't know about you, but I feel like over, especially this last year, I always need encouragement, by the way. If you're just wondering, should I encourage Dale? Yep, you should absolutely encourage me anytime you want to. But listen, over this last year, over these last few months, let me tell you, man, I've needed some encouragement. I have needed encouragement. And my wife's amazing, but I needed to get out of the house. I needed to get encouraged by other people. She even told me, I said, I never realized how much people gave me life. She goes, Dale, where have you been living? She said, that's you. You need people. Go find some people that are willing to gather together and get around you. You need that. Let me just tell you, I'm not the only one that needs that. So in union, meeting together, gathering together, encouraging one another, motivating one another. And let me tell you why this is important. You may be like, whatever. Listen, let me tell you why this is important. Because if you're in Christ, then hopefully your heart is, man, I want to fulfill God's purpose and God's vision. All right, but let me tell you this. If you want to do that, let me tell you what God's purpose for you is. You ready? I don't know what it is, but let me tell you what it looks like. It is so much bigger than you are. It's ginormous. It's so much bigger. His vision for you is huge. His purpose for you is so much bigger than you are, and you need me. You need the person next to you. Look to the person next to you and say, hey, I need you. Look at the person on the other side that, I don't know, say, you need me. Let's do that. That person that you left out, you know, get it? But harmony is required. Unity is required. Listen, we can't encourage one another. We can't, you know, there's only so much I can do on Zoom or over the phone. Like, there's times. Listen, Zoom's amazing, and I think there's a place and a plan, there's a place for it, and I'm good with that, okay? It's taught us a lot, and not everything's bad. So we're called, let me say this. I don't want to just zoom past this, speaking of. No pun intended. I swear I didn't mean to say that. I'm going to put it in my notes next, though. Gosh, y'all throwing me off here. Listen, again, if you're in Christ, one of the things that you circle constantly is, God, what have you called me to do? What have you called me to do? God, what is, I know for me, it was years. I'm asking people, any idea? Are you a prophet? Can you help me? Like, I literally wanted somebody to just say, Dale, God's called you to this, so I could just run. But God left me in that place, and I was learning and growing, and I didn't even know it. But so you want to know, well, God, what have you called me to? Well, let me tell you, there are some things that God calls you to that you can't just go to a scripture and say, okay, he's called me to this. All right, to this husband, to this wife, to this place, those are things that God's going to whisper and he's going to speak. But there's other things that are straight biblical that you can say, I'm called to that. And let me tell you what you and I are called to. We're called to union. You're called to union. So if you're trying to figure out what your calling is, you can say one of the things, or you can walk out here today and say one of the things I'm called to is union, because I know Pastor Dale told me about that. Because listen, we're part of the body of Christ. I'm going to get to that in a second. So here's what I want to get, and this is a question for you. And I want to ask you this. What is the state of your union? Just let that sit for a second. Because I know we can talk big. We can talk way out here. But the idea right here is to bring this thing right here to where you are. What is the state of your union? What do you mean? How well are you joined together? How well are you in agreement with? How well are you in harmony with Jesus and the body of Christ? Sit on that for a second. Because this is yours. This is where you have to answer this. I can tell you some other things, but only you can answer this. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12, he says, we are all the body of Christ. Every one of us is a part of it. Now, again, I don't want to go straight past this, because you got to understand, If you are in Christ, if you're like, man, Jesus is Lord of my life, you are a part of the body of Christ. Well, Dale, I don't feel like it. Well, you are. You're joined together. Now, I don't know if you're in harmony or in agreement. Sometimes I think my left hand is not a part of my body because it's not in harmony and it's not in agreement. And then sometimes I try to do things with it and I just can't because it's my left hand. I'm a right-handed guy, but you know, it's still part of my body and it serves a purpose. And God's got a purpose for you in that body, but you got to be joined together. You got to be in union. So if you are in Christ, you are part of, you're part of Christ and his body. And here's what I want you to understand. When we are in union with Jesus and his body, and I don't think we can separate those two. I don't think we can just go take the head off the body. The Bible talks about he's the head, we're the body. So if we're in union, I want to highlight that really big. If we're in union with Jesus and his body, anything is possible. But Dale, man, Dale, you don't understand. Yeah. I do. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I know how bad it is. I know the dysfunctional, divided state of our union is. But I'm telling you, when we can come together, I truly believe anything is possible. Now, for the next couple minutes, next few minutes, here's what I want to do. I want to talk about two things that union actually is. And the first thing is this: union is strength. Union is strength. We talked a little bit about Acts 2, where the apostles came together and Jesus told them to go to that place and stay in that place together. So I want to back up to Acts 1 when he was actually telling them. I told you what happened in the room when the rushing mighty wind came in. I told you that. But let me back up one chapter. Look at what Jesus told them. He said, listen, you will receive power. And he was talking about that room experience that was coming. He said, man, if you'll do this, if you'll be obedient and you'll stay in that place, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's the strength. Union equals strength. He was saying, listen, you're about to join up with the Spirit of the living God. Nothing will be impossible. Power's coming. And they did that, and they stayed, and it happened. Let me read this short little story. It's not biblical at all, but it gives you a little picture of what unity and coming together looks like. It's called A Bundle of Sticks. It says, a certain father had a family of sons who were forever quarreling among themselves. No words he could say did the least good. So he cast about in his mind for some very striking example that would make them see the discord and would lead them to misfortune. One day when the quarreling had been so much more violent than usual, and each of his sons was moping around in a surly manner, he asked one of them to bring him a bundle of sticks. Then handing the bundle to each one of his sons, he told them to try to break it. But although each one tried his best, none was able to do so. The father then untied the bundle, and he gave the sticks to his sons to break one by one. They did it very easily. My sons, said the father, do you not see how certain it is that if you agree with each other and help each other, it will be impossible for your enemies to injure you? But if you are divided among yourselves, you will be no stronger than one single stick in that bundle. In unity is strength. And just a little side note, it's not for us to go gather the sticks that look like us, that think like us, that look like all those things. It's not to gather, and it's not for me to gather you all together and then put a little tie and bound you together and make the bond. That's not it. Jesus does that. And what he does is he gathers sticks that don't look alike, sticks that got turns here. And you know what I'm saying? He's just going to pull us together because it's the body. He's going to pull us together, and he's going to be that bond. So unity is strength. And the second thing, unity is impact. Let me tell you, when the church, when the body of Christ is pulled together, joined together in unity, in harmony, there's no way you don't see impact. There's no way you don't see impact. I'm going to go back and read the next part of Acts 1:8. Look at this. We read this first part. You will receive power, strength when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling others, telling people about me everywhere. Stop right there. Listen. That's impact. This morning, I had all this ready, and I got there. I was like reading back through it, and I got there, and the question is, the question I feel like God was wanting me to ask you is like, what are you telling people? Because there's sometimes we have an hour conversation, and there's other times we have a two-second conversation in a hallway, and everywhere in between, what are you talking about? When you walk away, that first opportunity, are you doing this? Are you telling people about Jesus? And I'm not talking about like crazy. I'm talking about like sharing the goodness of God, what you're thankful for, how good God's been to you. You see what I'm saying? Or did they walk away from that 15 minutes? Jesus never come up. The church never come up. The body of Christ never came up. You haven't told anybody about anything. There was no impact in the conversation. We're in Christ. We have a responsibility. This is impact, man. When we start telling people everywhere about Jesus, I'm telling you, there's impact. I've got to go so fast right here. I'm going to tell you what impact looks like. All right? I'm going to shoot these through these four things really quick. The first one is people are meeting Jesus. When you're telling people about Jesus, he's going to draw them to him. People are going to meet Jesus, the first one. The second thing is people are being discipled. Dale, that sounds really familiar because we talked about this first of the year. We talked about an activated church. We talked about a church being on mission, us being on mission. People are discipled. When you start to have those conversations with people, discipleship happens. We talk about this in the context of relationship. There's no relationship if we're not joined together, if we're separated. So people are being discipled. The third thing is disciples are making disciples. If we are in union with Jesus, we're following him, we're following his example. And so what we're doing is we're helping others find Jesus as well. And not just find him, but actually be discipled. And the last thing is this, the kingdom is growing. The kingdom is impacted. And I told you this, when we're divided, the kingdom is impacted, but in a negative way. I'm telling you, when we start getting this thing right, there is impact and the kingdom will grow. A couple really quick examples. I could start with just, if you're in one of our locations right now, when you pulled in, maybe you saw somebody in the parking lot. Maybe you didn't have to open the door because somebody was standing there to greet you. Maybe somebody helped you find a seat distance so it's safe. Maybe you had coffee this morning at your location and somebody served that to you. You see what I'm saying? What it is, we don't all agree on everything. It's just we're putting the secondary things aside and we're coming together. We're in union. We're joined together. We're moving in harmony. It takes hundreds of volunteers to literally pull off a weekend, but people are impacted. People are finding Jesus every single weekend in at City Hope Church. That's impact. That's impact. Another one is kingdom builders. We started at the beginning of this year. And as of now, over 600 households have given over $505,000. So that, in, see what I'm saying? Listen, countless numbers of people have been impacted already, and the year's not over. And listen, one or two people can't do this. I'll tell you this, and I don't say this in any way. Like, Leanne and I, we give monthly to kingdom builders. It's literally a drop in the bucket. I mean, like a half a person may be impacted if I'm the only one that does it. You know what I mean? But because everybody's putting their drops in the bucket's filled, and then we pour it out, and then there's impact. And that's right there. That's right here. That's us. That is our local church. And then Hurricane Sally, right in the middle of it. Let me tell you some of the coolest things I saw. I saw churches. We had command centers set up in two of our locations. We were bringing the volunteers in and sending them out every day. I felt like it was a month. I don't know. I was wore out. But it was so much fun. It was amazing. But our command center was about 20 steps from another local church that didn't have a building in the area. And so they set up their command center. Another church. Yeah. They had their own t-shirts too. We didn't even make them wear our own t-shirts. They set up right here, and they set up at there. And there were times when we were like, man, we need resources that we don't have, but y'all have them. Can y'all help us? Absolutely. There were times when they needed resources that they didn't have, and they said, hey, can you help us with that? Absolutely. Over 530 volunteers got together, and, man, we've been serving people. And right now, I promise you, right now there are some people listening to me right now that have either never been in church or they just started coming to church for the first time in a long time because you showed up in their yard and now they're listening online or they're in one of our locations right now. Let me tell you, it's impact. It's because we're working together. You give me a saw, I'll go do a little something, but 530-something people got out there and did some amazing things. That's union. That's impact. So I'm going to ask you again, what's the state of your union? What's the state of your union? Are you connected? Because your full potential will never be realized if you're not. Dale, I'm in Christ. I want to fulfill my potential. Come together. Now, here's where I want to land. The Bible actually, Jesus even talks about it. He said, listen, if you're not with me, you're against me. And you're like, whoa, that's harsh, Dale. I'm not doing all that. That's just what he said. That's what Jesus said. You're either with me or you're against me. Well, I'm not with him, but I'm close. We're talking. I don't know. You know, Ephesians 6 talks about the armor of God. You know why we put on armor? Because we're supposed to be in an army. What can we do? We can join together. I don't have to agree with everything you agree with, and it's okay. I agree with one thing. Jesus is Lord. He came. He gave his life for my life. Ransom. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to live for him. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to give him everything I've got. And let me tell you what he's going to do, because he's done it for years and years. He fills me up. And then he gives me opportunities to pour me out. And it feels amazing. And I'm not even worried about being filled back up. I'm like empty. And then he's like, whoop, let's go again. Let's do it again. And it's just, man, it's a lifestyle. I don't know what else to say. And I'm talking to some people, and you're like, man, I'm that's me. I'm joined together. I'm in unity. I'm in agreement. Thank you so much. You're amazing. But there's some of you, and you're like, we're talking, kind of joined together, but I'm not really in harmony with the church. I'm not really. Today's the day. So here's what I ask you to do. And I don't, some of you at other locations, some of you are online in a living room, some of you in your car, what I'm about to ask you to do, good luck. I'm going to ask you to do something really bold. And then I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to worship. We're going to sing another song. But if you would say, Dale, either that's me. That's me, Dale. I'm in unity. I'm in agreement. I'm in harmony, and I'm ready. And I've been doing it, and I'm going to continue to do it. But some of you are like, you know what? I've been disconnected. Either I haven't, Jesus is not Lord, or you know, he's Lord, but I'm just not, I don't know, I'm keeping my distance, or whatever those things are. I think today he's saying, hey, come together, church. I've got work to do. Like, we've been talking about the State of the Union. This is something we can do, because you're like, what can I do? You can do more than vote. You can come together under the banner of Christ, because let me tell you, when we are together, when we're in union, anything's possible. I believe that. I'm just crazy enough to believe that. In this little old room in South Alabama and wherever you are. So here's what I want you to do. If that's you, either I'm already there, Dale, or I'm making a decision today. Not, I'm going to try. No, man, don't try. Somebody told me this one time. I said, I'm going to try. They said, try or fail, man. Just do it. Just do it. But if that's you and you're like, man, I want to be this. I want to see what God can do through my obedience. In union with him and his body. I want you to stand to your feet. Wherever you are, if you're in your car, again, good luck, pull over. Open the door, get well off the road. Look behind you before you open the door and stand up. Now, if you're in a room with other people, just take 10 seconds and look around the room. No, I'm serious. Look around the room. Look who's got your back. Listen, if I'm going to be in an army, if I'm going to be in a foxhole, I want to know who I'm with. Look around. These are the people going to encourage you. They're going to spur you on. Hopefully these are people, man, when you start to drift, when you start to fall, they're going to pull you back in. They're not going to write you out. They're going to write you in. They're going to call you up. They're not going to cancel you out just because they saw something on Facebook. No. They're going to bring you in. This is our team. Amen? I feel like I'm so much more excited about this than y'all are. Come on. I can knock a wall down with you guys. We could destroy the building you're in when we're together. Man, we could do anything in union, joined together, in harmony, in agreement. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word. We're thankful for the power of it, God. We're thankful for your son, Jesus Christ, that came and died a death, God, that you didn't want us to die. You wanted to build that relationship back with you. And God, you did that for us. And God, now you're calling us to not be divided, not be separated, not be weakened. You're calling us to come together in one accord, to rush along in unity, to bring all of our talents, all of our differences, all of our personalities, and not try to change all that, God, just to bring it to the table and see what you can do with it. Because God, we believe when we're in union with Jesus and we're in union with the body of Christ, anything is possible. But alone we can be broken, we can be tossed to the side, but together, God, we can do anything. There's so much strength. And God, you're going to impact others. You're going to impact the kingdom. The kingdom's going to grow. God, you're going to impact this country because the church is going to come together. The church is going to come together, and you're going to do something that you could not do otherwise, God, because we're going to be an extension of you, your hands, your feet, even your mouthpieces. In Jesus' name, the army of the Lord said amen. 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 Let's worship with everything we have. Come on, church.